This is the World Challenge Devotion for Tuesday, May 10th. All He Wants Is Your Faith by David Wilkerson. God does not want your home, car, furniture, savings, or any of your possessions. All He wants is your faith, your strong belief in His Word. That may be the one thing that other, more spiritual-appearing people may lack. You may look at another person as being more spiritual than you, but that person may actually be struggling hard to keep up an appearance of righteousness. As God looks at you, He declares, "There is a righteous man or woman." Why? You've admitted your helplessness to become righteous, and you've trusted in the Lord to give you His righteousness. Paul tells us we are accounted as righteous in God's eyes, for the same reason Abraham was. Therefore, it was accounted to him, Abraham, for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in Him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Romans 4, verses 22 through 24. You may claim, "I believe this. I have faith in the God who resurrected Jesus." Despite this, the question for you is, do you believe the Lord can resurrect your troubled marriage? Do you believe He can bring to life a spiritually dead relative? Do you believe He can raise you up out of the pit of a debilitating habit? Do you believe He can erase your cursed past and restore to you all the years the canker worm has eaten? When everything looks hopeless, when you are in an impossible situation with no resources and no hope before you, do you believe God will be your Jehovah Jireh, seeing to your every need? Do you trust that He's committed to keeping His eternal promises to you? Do you believe that if even one of His words fails, the heavens would melt and the universe collapse? So you've turned everything over into the Lord's hands. You believe in His promises to keep you, protect you, and cause you to walk uprightly before Him. You state, "I believe God's word. If He says I'm His righteousness, it's His job to make it so in my life. I may not have arrived yet, but I know it's not my job to make that happen. It is the Lord's. I know that by His Spirit working in me, He's going to get me there." World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.